Extreme winds and cold temperatures continue their grip on Skagway. There were reports of downed trees and branches, frozen pipes and broken windows after wind chills dipped to near 40 below zero on Wednesday night. The weather has also led to delays in freight being delivered to local merchants. The National Weather Service in Juneau clocked wind speeds at Skagway's airport as strong as 56 knots on Wednesday night.
That is 64 miles per hour.
That's meteorologist Pete Boyd. He says the winds may calm down some leading into the weekend, but another big system is forecast to move through the region by Sunday.
One, we're going to start seeing temperatures warm. Two, we're going to see a significant amount of snow start moving in. Skagway, you start getting that a little bit more into Sunday, but we also see the winds pick right back up. So gusts of getting back up to 40, probably 50 miles per hour as these systems move through.
Alaska Marine Lines is the company that offloads freight and delivers it in town. But Lee McKinney from the AC Fairway Market says they tried to offload freight on Wednesday and again on Thursday with no luck.
It's not only just the wind, but I understand it's the extreme cold, too. It's raising havoc on the equipment.
McKinney says AML uses a pass-pass system where there's one forklift on the barge and another on shore. The two operators pass freight between each other. But between equipment problems, high wind, and rough seas, the barge remains moored and nothing has been offloaded as of Thursday afternoon.
I'm in favor of them being safe. It's freight. It's important. I want it in the store so I can sell it, but I don't want anybody getting hurt over doing that.
An AML representative declined to comment directly for this article, but did say the barge won't leave Skagway before it's been offloaded. Laura Mabee lives in a second-story rental in the middle of town. She says it's an older, drafty house, and those drafts caused the pipes leading to the water heater to freeze.
Happened pretty quickly, and the space heater is actually right next to it, maybe within inches.
She said she moved her bedroom into the living room on Wednesday night.
In front of my Toyo, I created a thing with lambskins and all of my comforters and brought like 10 pillows into the living room and chose to sleep on the floor directly in front of my heater.
She said it sounded like an earthquake rumbling all night long. Lee Thompson lives in a cabin on the north side of Skagway. In addition to the material on his brand new metal post and fabric carport getting shredded by the wind, the noise it created didn't allow him much rest on Wednesday night.
Constantly throughout the night, I was hearing just like loud slams, branches falling. I heard a couple things at the roof of the house, and it was, it kind of made me question the structural integrity of the home I'm living in.
Here's what it sounded like inside my bedroom by the airport a little before midnight. Here's what it sounded like from my Arctic entry with the outside door open a little after midnight. Neither the Skagway Fire nor police departments reported any emergency calls overnight, but DOT crews did clear a cottonwood tree that had toppled onto Derry Drive on the north end of town on Thursday morning. Other downed trees were spotted at Seven Pastures, and scattered branches joined large snowdrifts throughout the town. Skagway residents are used to high winds and cold temperatures in the winter, but most are getting restless for this cold snap to finally pass. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.